The combat side stroke, or CSS, is a specialized swimming technique used by Navy SEALs. It blends elements of side stroke, breaststroke, and freestyle to produce exceptional efficiency. In practice, SEALs can cover about 25 meters in only 3 to 5 strokes. That efficiency helps candidates meet demanding selection swims, described as roughly 500 meters or yards in under 12 to 12.5 minutes. Its main value is not raw speed. It is the ability to move through water with a low profile, conserve energy, and maintain control over long distances or in tactical conditions. The key advantages of CSS are energy conservation, stealth, and versatility. The stroke uses an asymmetrical arm and leg pattern. That allows each limb to contribute its strengths, rather than forcing identical bilateral motion. A deliberate glide phase lets the swimmer drift in a streamlined position for several seconds between cycles. That preserves stamina for long swims. Because the body stays low and the movements create little splash or noise, CSS is especially useful when visibility must be minimized. It also works in calm and rough open water, supports carrying gear, and is practical for lifeguards, emergency responders, and civilian swimmers who need endurance more than sprint speed. Technically, CSS begins with a strong push-off and a stable streamline. The swimmer should hold the glide for 4 to 5 seconds. That can carry them 5 to 10 yards. When momentum slows, the top arm performs a controlled freestyle-like pull from overhead to the hip. Body rotation adds power and positions the swimmer to breathe. The bottom arm then executes a smaller breaststroke-like sweep. Breathing is timed as the top arm finishes and the bottom arm begins. The swimmer should exhale during the glide, inhale while turning the head sideways, and keep the body horizontal. Propulsion comes mainly from a scissor kick performed after the arms have pulled and recovered. The top leg always moves forward. The swimmer should also hold a 2 to 3 second glide after each cycle to save energy. Training should be broken into drills. A kickboard side float teaches side balance and relaxed scissor kicks. Single arm isolation practice builds proper muscle memory for the top pull and bottom sweep. Full stroke timing drills use a pull reach sequence. They coordinate the lower arm pull with leg separation and the upper arm pull with leg squeeze, while emphasizing the glide. Fin work is also important, because nearly 99% of special operations swimming involves fins. A suggested set is 100 meters of CSS, 50 meters fast freestyle, and 50 meters turtleback recovery, repeated 10 to 15 times for 2,000 to 3,000 meters. Common mistakes include lifting the head too high, which sinks the legs and wastes energy. Another mistake is overusing the arms, especially the bottom arm, instead of using the core for stability. Other errors are breaking the streamline too early and kicking before the hands are extended. Corrections focus on keeping the head low and turning it sideways. The bottom arm should be used as a short guiding scull rather than a power pull. The arms should stay locked overhead during the glide, and the kick should be timed only after the arms have reached forward. The overall takeaway is that CSS is a practical, efficient stroke for long distance, tactical, and open water swimming. Success depends on proper body position, a strong glide, coordinated arm timing, and a well-timed scissor kick. Beginners should prioritize form over speed. They should start with basic drills and gradually build endurance. Whether for military training, water safety, or general swimming efficiency, the combat side stroke offers a low visibility, energy-saving alternative to conventional strokes.